You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
What would you talk about on a blind date with your spouse? That's something Stanley Tucci explores in Blind Date, his American remake of Theo van Gogh's 1996 Dutch language film of the same name. Mr. Tucci not only stars in it with Patricia Clarkson, he's also directed the film, and it's his fourth project as a movie director. He's also scheduled to direct his first Broadway show, a production of Lend Me a Tenor, slated to open early next year. Blind Date opens tomorrow at the Cinema Village. I'm very pleased that it brings Stanley Tucci back to our show. Hello.
Hello.
Blind Date was originally made by, as I said, the Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh, or as the Dutch would say, Theo van Gogh.
You're right.
He was murdered in 2004. Why remake it now?
Well, Theo, whom I never met,
He was on the show once.
He was on your show?
Yeah. Many, many, many years ago.
Right. And by all accounts, a fascinating guy. Mm-hmm. And the people that I worked with to make the film, they were good friends of him, of his, and they had known Theo and worked with him for a long time. It was his goal to make to remake three of his films: Interview, Blind Date, and 0900. And they were all two-handers. So in essence, two people in one room for the most part.
And we had Steve Buscemi here for Interview, which he made with Sienna Miller.
Right, right. And Theo wanted to make these films in English with, with American actors. Unfortunately, his life was cut short by he was murdered about 5 years ago. And he wasn't able to do that, but his producers decided to come to America and try to bring these projects to fruition. And they wanted to find auteurs to make these films. So they approached Steve. Steve told me about it. I said, I'd be really interested in that because I hadn't directed a movie in quite a while. And I wanted to do it again. And it was a perfect way to get back into directing. And Bob Balaban was to direct the first one. And they were all to be done one after another. And the films would be shot within 7 to 10 days. And what happened was, just as we were about to start shooting, I was going to do it with Patty Clarkson and Tony Shalhoub, mine, and I was up first. The funding fell apart, and the whole project completely fell apart. So Steve was able to raise the money for his about 6 months later, and he made it. I was able to get the money from Holland about a year and a half later, and I made it. Ultimately, we shot in Belgium. Tony was not available, so I stepped in and did it with Patty. Mm. And the third one has yet to be made.
And I don't know who the director is going to be. It's still Bob Balaban, because we so far the two director actors have been Italian American men, and I was thinking Nicolas Cage, James Gandolfini, James Franco.
Actually, John Turturro had stepped in, and he was going to do it. So I'm hoping that happens, and he fulfills that. You know,
but did you try to do it in the style of Theo van Gogh? I mean, does he have a specific personal approach to filmmaking, or did you just think, I'll make a Stanley Tucci film?
No, you have to make it the way you envision it, and it has to be your own sort of aesthetic. But you want to remain true to the essence of his film. But stylistically, if you look at what I had directed before, you'd see it pretty clearly that it's the way I see things.
Well, he worked with a triple camera shooting system.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you can shoot a film quicker because you're shooting it from three different angles?
Right, exactly. Almost.
Did
like
you
a,
do that?
Yes, that's the way we shot. We used his crew. And it's actually a really wonderful system. And, of course, you can choose to use three cameras or you can not use three cameras. It was only on certain shots did I choose to use three cameras. And sometimes I found it just got in the way. And I also didn't want that much footage because you'd shoot the movie in 7 days, you could be editing it for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. It takes place in one set.
Yeah.
And it almost feels, in a way, and I don't mean this as an insult, but it almost feels like a play.
Yeah.
Because it is on one set. And
yes.
You've done a fair amount of theater.
Right. Yeah, that was the challenge, and that's what I liked about it. I liked that it was very contained. I liked that it was theatrical in its structure, but also in its and its emotionality. There's a theatricality to it. In order to get back to directing, because I had, as I said, I hadn't directed a movie for 8 years, to get back to directing, it seemed like a really great, at once easy and very difficult way to do it.
Well, what's it like to shoot a film in 7 days? That's very quick.
It's fantastic.
It does help when you have an actor like Patricia Clarkson working with you.
Yes, and we rehearsed it like a play. We set up a rehearsal studio and we rehearsed for a week or so. And then when you work with somebody like Patty, she's so, like you say, she's so good. She's so accomplished. She's so brilliant. She'll really, once she feels secure with her lines, she'll go absolutely anywhere.
Well, as a director, do you try to direct her or do you just say, I trust her?
Oh, no, I direct her. Without question. But there's not a lot. You don't have to direct her a lot.
Well, you've been working with some pretty great actresses recently. Patricia Clarkson here in Julie and Julia. It's Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
It must be exciting working with people on that caliber.
It's so exciting. You know, and they're both good friends of mine. And they're, first of all, they're lovely people. And they are truly extraordinary. Sometimes it's hard to act with them because you just want to watch them.
You were here some years ago when you were in Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune mm-hmm. with Edie Falco, mm-hmm. who is another amazing actor.
Great actress.
The same feeling? You just want to watch them go?
Yeah, it was absolutely the same feeling. You know, there were nights on stage where you just wanted to watch that person.
Now, is it good to work with somebody again? Because you've done a number of things with Meryl Streep. You talked about doing... having Tony Shalhoub in mm-hmm. this film. He's somebody you've worked with in the past as mm-hmm. well. What are the advantages and disadvantages of working with people that you know well?
I haven't found any disadvantages yet. The advantages are many, particularly the sense of trust that you have with each other and that you have the shorthand, you know, like you have with your very good friends or, you know, with your lover or with your kids. You know what they're going to – you can anticipate their moves or what they're thinking. And there isn't a lot that has to be done. You cut out a lot of sort of fat.
You can lean on
the process.
Other person.
You can lean on the other person. You can say, hey, just do something, and you can barely explain what you want to get across, and they'll do it.
Now, there is a third actor in this film His name is it Thijs Roemer?
Thijs
Roemer, mm-hmm. who Patricia Clarkson calls the Brad Pitt of the Netherlands.
The Brad Pitt of the Netherlands, yes. He's a big star in the Netherlands, and he's a wonderful, wonderful actor. I needed someone to play this one role. Like I say, it's basically a two-hander, but there was this one role of a waiter with whom she has a flirtation, and he speaks English perfectly, and he was wonderful.
Well, how would you describe this film, Stanley? Stanley Tucci is my guest. He has directed and stars in Blind Date, which is opening tomorrow at the Cinema Village. You play a magician who is not very good, or at least plays at not being very good.
Right.
And you're also trying to charm your estranged wife.
Right.
And you get the feeling that the magic isn't working on the stage when you're doing it, and the magic isn't working when you're trying to woo her back.
Right. They pretend to be these different characters, and they're not fully realized characters that they play for each of their blind dates. They're just suggestions of character, or they'll change their status. One might come in as very high status and the other will play low status in one scene.
But they play they always act as though they're strangers.
They always act as though they're strangers. And this is an exercise in order to help them get over a terrible loss in their lives. It's a very odd way to do it. It's not probably the healthiest way to do it, but it's the only way they know how.
Would you call this film a tragedy, a comedy?
I would call it a very dark, tragic comedy.
Mm-hmm. how many films did Theo van Gogh make?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what the number was.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 11, I'm not sure.
But he did this trio of films with pretty much two actors.
With pretty much two actors, yeah.
The next film we'll be seeing you in, you're playing a villain.
Yes.
Now, this is a bit of a departure from all of the likable characters you've been playing lately.
Yeah, I know.
Has it been boring you to play all these lovable people?
No, not when you work with Meryl. And that's, you know, you want to keep doing that. You don't want that movie to end, you know.
The Devil Wears Prada.
The Devil Wears Prada or and Julie and Julia, yeah.
But this is The Lovely Bones. It is, we're not going to call it a chick flick, but it does, it is another film that's kind of skirting in that category. You are specializing.
I suppose so. Yeah, it wasn't my intention, but it may turn out that way. It was a really interesting. You know, it's based on the book by Alice Siebold of the same title, and it was an enormously successful book. It's a beautifully written book, and Peter Jackson wanted to bring it to life and did. We finished a couple years ago, about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Peter Jackson, who usually makes films that are very big in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Big this is not like that.
Big in scope and big in, yeah. And we shot in New Zealand and we also shot in Pennsylvania. But there are a lot of sort of visual, sort of fantastical elements to the film. And that's, I think, one of the things that attracted Peter to it.
You'll be working with Tony Shalhoub on your Broadway debut as a director.
Mm-hmm.
Lend Me a Tenor. What's the difference between directing for film and directing for stage?
I have no idea. I've never directed for stage. So we'll find out. We're going to find out the hard way. But, the way I direct movies is really I rehearse movies like a play first. And I've done a lot of plays. I've spent a lot of time in the theater. I feel I wouldn't do it if I didn't feel comfortable doing it. If it ends up being successful or not, with it, that remains to be seen. But I see the essence of it as exactly the same. You have a space in which you have to move people around truthfully.
And how when is this film the play opening?
I don't know when it's going to open, but we start rehearsals February 8th.
Uh-huh. And who's going to be in it along with Tony Shalhoub?
Right now it's Tony and Jan Maxwell and T.R. Knight, and I'm hoping that Anthony LaPaglia will sign on to do it as
great.
Well.
I forgot to mention you were also in another movie last year, Kit Kitteridge.
Oh, yeah. yes.
An American Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. That was awfully fun. That was really fun.
Hmm. I wonder about people who haven't worked much in theater before, or has T.R. Knight worked in theater before?
He has worked in theater before, yeah. I think the most recent thing he did was, what's that great farce? I can't remember the name. Noise is Off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's an accomplished theater actor. So,
meanwhile, we have Stanley Tucci's fourth film as a director. He also stars. It's called Blind Date, and it opens tomorrow at the Cinema Village. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.